Welcome, everybody. I appreciate everybody coming out tonight. This is the basic outline that we'd like to follow, or that I'd like to follow this evening in prayer for local ministry here at Hutchinson. So we'll go through each of these items, and you'll split up into, or you'll pray in small groups, and then we'll likely have a chorus, and then I'll introduce the next item. Also, we'll have, for each of these items, we'll have some specific requests under those, and those should be up on the PowerPoint, so you shouldn't have to worry about writing things down and sharing them with the group. You can just sneak a peek up there, and you should be able to figure out where we're going. I'm really excited about this. What was originally planned was Titus was going to have the topic. Obviously, Titus Yutzi and their family is mostly up in Montana now, but I'm really excited about this because for all of those, which is most of you, who have been involved with ministry in Hutch, you know it's not easy, and to spend a night in prayer is just, I think, is really, really important so that we know, so that God gives us the wisdom to know what to do and the power and the love to do it. So I appreciate that. So we're going to start by praying for those who actually carry the ministry out. This is us here at Center, and pray that God that we would become filled and sent people. And then we're going to pray against the spiritual darkness in Hutchinson. We're going to pray, of course, for Hands of Christ and Rise specifically. And then finally, and you can be thinking about this last category, I know there's other stuff going on besides Hands of Christ and Rise. People that are doing ministry in North America, like Justin and Arlen, and CASP is somebody else, another organization that I thought of. But at the end, we're going to get some prayer requests from you and pray for those that aren't covered in these categories. And then hopefully we'll have time for any testimonies if God spoke to you, or if there's anything on your heart regarding this at the end of the evening, then we'll hopefully have some time for testimony. So we're going to begin with prayer for Center. And I'd like to focus on two areas specifically, being sent and directed by God, and being empowered and filled by God. And I have two scripture passages that I'd like to read to begin with. And this is Jesus, of course. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." This is a command of Jesus that we pray that people are sent and people are guided in a way that they go and participate in the harvest. So I'd like for us to pray specifically that God would guide us in a way that sends us into the harvest. And then the second thing is that we'd be filled with God and that we'd be connected to Jesus. And this is a very familiar verse in John 15:5. Jesus says, "I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing." So I also want to pray that we'd become people who are filled with Jesus and Jesus' juice so we can produce fruit and that he can fill us with his love and his power, because that's the only way that we're going to produce anything that's worthwhile. So let's pray for Center that we would be that God would send laborers and that we would be people who abide in Jesus and are filled by Jesus. So let's get into small groups. And Shane, if you would, at 7:40, lead a chorus and we'll move on to the next thing. Thank you. I just really think it's important that I think David Yoder has said this before, that we don't become preoccupied with just doing more things, but that we pay attention to what's going on inside of us, and that we truly are doing God things, not just good things, and that we're motivated by a relationship with God. So appreciate you participating in that. The next thing I'd like to, the next category I'd like to pray about is the spiritual darkness in Hutch. And some of you are well acquainted with this, but there's three things that kind of stand out to me as being strongholds of Satan in Hutch. And the first is substance abuse, or particularly with alcohol and drugs. And there's a lot of homes that are really torn apart because of people who are addicted to drugs or addicted to alcohol. And just last night, actually, there was Heidi went to somebody's home. There's a girl who's she's about 5 years old, and she's had some serious behavioral issues, and she has a really hard time focusing and listening to instructions. And Heidi took her home last night, and her mom met her at the door, and she was as high as a kite. She was just really not with it, and she insisted that she wasn't high, but she clearly was. And it was kind of humorous because she was completely out of it, but it explained a lot of the behavioral issues. That there was this 5-year-old girl who had a mom who was a drug user, and obviously being a good mother and being a drug user are not things that go well together at all. And there's a lot of course meth usage in Hutchinson, and there's a lot of alcohol abuse as well. So this is one thing that I think that Satan has a lot of people enslaved with. The other thing is fatherlessness or weak men. And there's a lot of just lazy, selfish men in Hutch. And they've caused more emotional and spiritual damage to particularly the children in Hutchinson than almost anything that I can think of. And what absent fathers leave the mothers, single moms, vulnerable to poverty, to burnout, and to other men who want to take advantage of them. Satan is really attacking men in all over America, but especially in Hutchinson. And so let's pray against Satan's work against men. And the third thing is just satanic religion. I really think that there's a lot of occultish behavior and satanic religion in Hutchinson. The other day I walked into a house and there was like a big tapestry of a druid symbol in somebody's house. And there's been kids who've talked about seeing demon-like things in like apparitions in their home. There's one guy I spoke to who was an adult and who was actually proud of the fact that he could raise spirits or ghosts out of his living room floor. And so there's a lot of, I think there's a lot of just satanic religion that happens in Hutchinson, a lot of darkness in that way as well. So these are three things. Satan is very busy in Hutch, and there's a lot of darkness and a lot of work to be done. It's not to be trifled with. And so for a few minutes here, let's fight back and agree with God to push, to expand his kingdom, and so Satan's kingdom is reduced. So let's pray until about 7:50 or a little before, and then we'll have another chorus.
All right.
Thank you. The next thing we're going to pray for is hands of Christ, specifically. Paul would love to be here. I spoke with him today, and he's on his way to actually a conference for school administrators, and he's going to be speaking to them about how to get people involved in local ministry, specifically school-age children. But that's really exciting to see that perhaps that he'll be influencing other churches to engage in their communities and serve in that way. So anyway, I talked with him, and he gave me some of the specific things that he'd like to see prayed for. I'm going to go over some of these briefly. Frank has been just a real encouragement, and the progress that he's made is incredible. He still faces some challenges, obviously. He's going to meetings right now for alcohol recovery, and also just pray that he would follow through with his walk with the Lord and learn the spiritual disciplines. Michael and Nadine, I don't really know much about them. Would somebody who does talk about them just briefly? Uni or Heidi, maybe? Heidi?
Yeah, Michael and Nadine are a couple who moved here from California.
think Paul actually said today that Michael's in California presently. So that's that. Thank you, Heidi. There's a man named Gary that they, Hands of Christ recently moved for. Just pray that he would come to know the Lord. Clinton and Kenneth have both volunteered to serve with Hands of Christ part-time, so that's a real praise item. And so praise God for that. Let's pray for Paul. Pray as he goes and speaks to these administrators that God would anoint him and that God would just guide him as he leads Hands of Christ. And then pray for their vision. Paul requested that we specifically pray that Hands of Christ stays focused on bringing people into the kingdom and not merely on projects or programs. So let's pray that God would keep Hands of Christ focused on that vision. So let's pray for another about 5 minutes, and if we can have a chorus at about 8 o'clock, that would be great. Thank you. Okay, the next thing that we will pray for is Kids Church for Rise. And I've divided these into two categories, requests and praise. First of all, regarding requests on mission and vision, pray that we would lead kids to spiritual maturity, which is our vision, and that we would fulfill our vision that in 10 years or in the future that they would become church builders. That Kids Church would become a peaceful place. That's becoming increasingly a struggle, and we're realizing that it's out of our control in many ways, and so we just need God's help to keep it peaceful there. So that would be a miracle, but we expect God can do miracles. So that God would fill our staff with his love, and this is, just that we would be connected with Jesus in a way that he fills us with love. We don't try to work it up ourselves. Praise, God has provided us lots of great staff. He's answered lots of prayers, and he's changed children through Kids Church, and we praise him and want to glorify him for that and lift up his name. So let's spend another few minutes until about 8:05 praying for Kids Church. Okay, this brings us to the final thing that we'd like to pray for, and that is the things that didn't fall under any of those categories. So I have all the people who are serving elsewhere. I think I have most of the people who are serving elsewhere in North America and CAST. However, I think there may be some that are missing. So is there anything that you would like to add that we should pray for in regards to service or outreach here in the United States? Thank you. Spend some time in prayer for these. And you may not have time to cover all of them, but you can choose some of them. And if we could have a song in about 8:12 or so. All right. Well, thank you all for participating in that. I think that prayer changes our hearts. And I think that it's a good practice to pray about things. And as you pray about things, then you love them more. And so I trust that it's been formative for us. But I also believe, of course, that it's changed something in the spiritual realm, that we've actually made a difference in Satan's power, and his power has been shrunken and reduced, and that God's kingdom and influence has expanded as a result of this. So thank you all for joining in this battle. So I'd like to close by opening it up for anyone who's maybe been thinking about something throughout the evening, or just anything that you'd like to share that God maybe has laid on your heart. Any response to the prayer time, maybe? Sam? Good. Thank you. Yeah, Sam just said that he was reminded that it's important that God gives him compassion for folks who are trapped in less fortunate situations by sin or poverty or whatever. So, thank you. Who else? Sorry, just a minute. We'll bring you the mic. It's harder to hear than I thought.
You mentioned CASP, and to enlarge on that just a little bit, this is now the final week of the last four-week period. We feel very blessed. The workers that God has provided, mm-hmm. four of them came from this area. And, of course, we're always thinking in terms of another time. So I would just like to help people be aware that we will need more workers another time, more staff couples. Like to think maybe the time is coming when groups will want to wait their turn to get in. That's kind of an ideal rather than a reality now. But there are some other groups who are showing some interest. Good. So we don't know how this will all work out.
Good.
The people at Hutchinson are just very blessed with what was done, and the volunteers have given just an excellent account of themselves, as well as the staff.
Yeah, I would say, too, that for those of us who haven't been on CASP but have worked with Interfaith Housing, that CASP has done a lot to establish strong trust between this community and Interfaith. So it's been really valuable to us. Thank you. Anyone else? Okay, let's all rise for prayer. Dear Father, I thank you so much for your goodness and your power, too, that when we do battle against principalities and powers, we don't have to worry about being on the wrong side. But you are the God of the universe, and you are able and willing to move on behalf of your people, and you're willing to move on behalf of the orphans and the widows and the people who are less fortunate. And so I thank you that you're a God who's powerful and compassionate. I pray now that you would fill our hearts with that compassion, and that you would supply the power for us to go and to serve the world because of everything that we've been given from you. Bless us as we go this evening, and make us more closely into your image. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. You're dismissed.